Let's start with the big question. Donald Trump only once sideswiped the issue of whether he's ready to become a candidate for governor.
Thank you, Darn. She's the Tea Party. She's great.
He got no less ambiguous than that, saying he wasn't even thinking about a candidacy, but was asked by party leaders. He repeated the assertion that if the party unified behind him without any primary, he would run. Speculation aside, Trump offered opinions on a lot of issues, starting with the need for more attention on the region.
Upstate New York has been abandoned. You know it. I know it. This guy knows it. And it's been totally abandoned. And it will be abandoned again for another 3.5 years.
His far-ranging address also decried people leaving the state, problems with the tax-free offer for businesses of Governor Cuomo's Startup New York initiative, the need to repeal the SAFE Act gun laws. But his strongest entreaty came in support of expanding natural gas drilling.
New York State can be a tremendously successful state because of energy right under your feet. You could pay off your debt. You could have a lot of money left over. You could reduce taxes. And yet, Governor Cuomo, who I know well, but for whatever reason, he's not allowing you to go down and get that energy and get all that money and get all those jobs and make the state successful.
He had praise for announced GOP candidate Rob Astorino, but said he has the problems of little name recognition and little money. Trump also entertained the crowd with tales about his new Florida golf course success, quips denouncing global warming, even his coming to an upstate camp as a kid. County party chair Tom Dady didn't hold back his enthusiasm for any hope of a Trump candidacy.
He's a proven leader. He's a successful businessman. He's a great family guy. He has an interest in politics, ladies and gentlemen, and you may have been reading about it lately.
If local Republicans, who paid $175 to $500 a couple to attend, didn't get an answer to that key question, they did get a sense of the high-energy, opinionated mind Donald Trump could bring to the governor's race. Chris Bolt, WAER News.